going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here on our FTN YouTube page, listening on iTunes and Spotify. I greatly appreciate you guys. If you could smash the like button on YouTube, any comments, any questions, starter sit stuff, you can leave them there. Always circling back on these videos. You can reach out at Chris Meany, slide in the DMs. They are open. MeanStreetsFTN@gmail.com. And again, if you are listening on iTunes and Spotify, do me a solid and just rate, review, subscribe. Let's get this podcast moving up the ranks. Anything you'd like to see from me change differently, again, MeanStreetsFTN@gmail.com. If you don't have Twitter or whatnot, at Chris Meany. Meanswell, IG, Instagram, always around to help you guys out. So we're going to talk about some picks and some props, but Mean Streets, new sponsor, Boom Fantasy. And we're going to start here with a little bit of love for my guy, Quan.
All right, so boom. I lost. We didn't quite get there with Alexander Mattison, but we're back for week three with the Boom Fantasy pick and spin. You pick two player props, spin the wheel, and win. This week, we're going Alvin Kamara over 63.5 rush yards, and Marvin Harrison Jr., over 57.5 receiving yards. Download the Boom Fantasy app for Android and iOS and tune in to Mean Streets each week to see if I pick and spin and win.
A shout out to Boom Fantasy, promo code FTN. Download their app. A whole lot of fun. We're 3-for-4 so far with the picks. Alexander Mattison, what was I thinking? I was thinking that the Raiders would be down in that football game against the Ravens and we'd see some run from Madison through the air. We did not. Instead, we saw a red zone rushing attempt, which he converted for a touchdown. We saw Zamir White be the lead in week one, and Madison is the third down pass catching back. And we saw White catch three passes and Madison have the red zone rushing attempt. They only have two rushing first downs. If Zamir White doesn't get it done this week against Carolina, a team that has just coughed up fantasy points to the running back position, we need to be concerned about Zamir White. I think Zamir White and DeAndre Swift, both guys inside the top five in terms of stuff rate over at FTN Fantasy. For Swift, he's number one at 37%. That means nearly 40% of his rushing attempts have gone for zero or less yards. And the Colts have coughed it up to running backs as well. So big weeks for Swift, more so Swift than Zamir. Zamir was like a 7th-8th round pick. I like them, don't get me wrong. But Swift was like a top 25 running back. Khalil Herbert was getting some run on 3rd and 4th down in week one. He had a red zone rushing attempt converted for a touchdown this season as well. So big weeks for those running backs. I would start them both over like any back in KC. I do lean Steele slightly ahead of Perine. I think Perine has the ceiling, but I think it's going to be a mess and more pass attempts in Kansas City. But yeah, some backs that are just struggling, and big weeks for Swift and a big week for Zamir White here in A-plus matchups. As for what you just saw, Alvin Kamara, my RB1 this week, according to FTN Fantasy, rush DVOA, they are number one in rush DVOA, and the Eagles are number 32. That's dead last in rush DVOA defense. They've coughed up a league high 6.4 yards per carry. Yikes. And it didn't look like Vic Fangio wanted to adjust last week. It was like, okay, Bijan Robinson, go ahead. Tyler Allgeier, go ahead. And we'll like have a decent red zone defense and not, you know, have them beat you over the top. But certainly that wasn't the case in the final drive when the Falcons marched down the field and had the game winning touchdown, Cousins to London. But for Alvin Kamara, it's a 2-unit play for me. I'm surprised it's 63.5, just given what he has done so far, 198 yards on 35 carries. I mentioned rush DVOA defense on both sides, offense for the Saints. I mean, Clint Kubiak running the play action, a lot of motion, running the ball there really well with Fuaga, who's a top pick for them. So the offensive line is playing really good. And the Saints have 91 points in two games. Heck, they scored a point, like a field goal or a touchdown on the first 15 drives of the season. So I'd like Alvin Kamara over 63.5 rushing yards there over at Boom Fantasy. I think he's in for another big day. And if I'm ranking the rest of the way, given what Braylon Allen is getting some touches with, Breece Hall, Allgeier's getting touches with Bijan, you know, Henry's dealing with the offensive line, Kyron Williams dealing with the offensive line, all the issues with the wide receiver room. And Gibbs has got Montgomery. Saquon is still highly ranked for me. Jonathan Taylor not catching balls in the backfield. Alvin Kamara may be like a top five back the rest of the way. And he was RB3 last year in fantasy points per game in a PPR setting. So you have Alvin Kamara. You're loving what you're seeing so far. And I got another prop for you that I'll share As for the other one there that you saw, Marvin Harrison Jr., quiet week one, showed up in a big way in week two, 130 yards on four catches. He had eight targets and two touchdowns. He has a 16.5 ADOT. That's average depth of target, which is the seventh highest in the NFL. So we can go down the field, right? Targeted down the field. And then you saw in the second touchdown, the route running on full display, the speed, the catch after the catch, the yak potential on that second touchdown. So I love that number for him. Which I'm seeing a live number here, 57.5. I think you can ladder him up to hit the century mark through the air at plus 500. I think I saw that last night over at bet365. That should be a fun game. It's the highest total of the week between the Lions and the Arizona Cardinals at 51.5. I like Jameson Williams. We love Amon-Ra St. Brown. Laporta, I'd like to see him get going. I'm here for the J-Mo breakout, but it has hurt Sam Laporta so far this season. And J-Mo, five red zone targets, which is tied for the most in the NFL. Laporta was a big player in the red zone last year. So you're seeing some underneath, some deep shots there to J-Mo, but a good spot for Marvin Harrison Jr. is definitely going to be player here. I gave the plus 325 for offensive rookie of the year. Not really liking what I'm seeing from Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels isn't really throwing the football. It's been quick stuff, and the shortest ADOT in all of the NFL, like 4.6 yards. So I think that Marvin Harrison, with another big week, could be the odds-on favorite, and that plus 325 could be gone. By the way, the Lions have coughed up the second most yards to the wide receiver position. So this is a really good spot. Actually, the most yards. My bad. I said the second most. The most yards, and that's why I'd consider laddering him up. So shout out there to Quan and Boom Fantasy. Here are a couple other props that I am feeling here. Some of these numbers may have changed. I'll reference the prop shop. It is your friend. You get the best possible number. For example, George Pickens at BetMGM, I'm seeing 45.5. I see 50 over at FanDuel at like a very similar price. So prop shop, free tool over at ftmfantasy.com, up at the top, a link inside the description of this video. We are taking George Pickens over 44.5. He had like a 50-yard catch nullified last week. You know, it was a tough matchup for George Pickens last week when you consider he was up against Patrick Surtain. And a tough matchup in week one as well, AJ Terrell. But he did come away with six catches on seven targets for 85 yards. This matchup may seem tough. The Chargers allowed the second fewest fantasy points to wide receivers, but you know they haven't really played anyone good to start in Carolina and Las Vegas. So I like George Pickens this week. I like the over 44.5. He led the NFL in yards per catch. He could do this on like one or two grabs. He's clearly the go-to guy for Justin Fields, who hasn't tossed it that much. It's a run for a squad. Saw a little bit more Jaylen Warren last week. Still wouldn't play him. I'd be on my bench. Najee getting majority of the carries. And Fields not running as much as we saw. He's like 11 fantasy points in each of the first two games. Would start Derek Carr over him, for example. But I do like this matchup for George Pickens. Just talked about Alvin Kamara, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Jameson Williams, who we were discussing there a little bit as well. You can actually get 50-plus receiving yards as an alternate over at Bet365. A little bit juicier there, but, you know, I get it. You take the 50 instead of the 52. But as I've been saying, you know, a lot through the offseason and through the first couple weeks, he can do this on one catch. He did it in week one on one catch. He did it in week two on one catch. Happened right away for him. J-Mo's been, you know, a beast in the offense. Jared Goff's going to him quite a bit. Then Devontae Smith here at 5.5 catches. I know Lattimore is banged up. I don't care if he plays or not. The offense is going to run through Saquon and Devontae Smith, right? We talked about that on Monday Night Football with the preview there. We had the 4.5 juiced at minus 140. We talked about the over 5.5. He'd get to six. He had 10 targets and seven grabs. He's got 14 catches and 18 targets here through 2 weeks and 160 yards. So this number could jump up a little bit in terms of prices, but I like 5.5 catches and think he gets it done there. I got a whole lot more in our bet tracker over at ftnfantasy.com if you're looking for more, but I just wanted to give my top six. So really feeling the Saints again this week. Devontae Smith on the other side for catches. Jameson Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr. in that high total game in Arizona. And then George Pickens at 44.5 receiving yards in there for George Pickens. Here's what I'm going for touchdowns. We've been actually pretty good in like getting like 50% of them. I wanted to give like just five. They are listed in order of how I like them. But I know some people like a little bit more. They want some late afternoon stuff. They want some Monday night stuff, Sunday night stuff. Maybe they want to parlay a few things. So Marvin Harrison Jr. at plus 140, Ja'Marr Chase at plus 120. Also like Joe Burrow over 1.5 passing touchdowns. The best number I'm seeing is at Bet Rivers at minus 134. He's minus 160 over at FanDuel. T. Higgins practicing full on Thursday and Friday. Roll out T. Higgins, an awesome matchup against Washington. So I think we could feel good about Burrow, Chase, and T. Higgins. And I would play Zach Moss. Got him as like a low-end RB2, more of a flex play option for you. I get sidetracked easy, but since I brought up Zach Moss, like I have him ahead of Rashad White. I have him ahead of J.K. Dobbins, who's been good, but he's got a matchup against the Steelers. I have him ahead of Devin Singletary against Cleveland, Najee Harris, DeAndre Swift, Zamir White. I like Foreman over Ford. The reason I like Foreman over Ford, and I want to put him on this list, but running backs don't have great odds for touchdowns. Foreman's roughly plus 200, which I think is pretty decent odds. Other starting running backs that just don't have the odds, like negative, and I'm just not interested in that. But week one, we saw a lot of Ford through the air because they were down against the Cowboys. Week two, a game last week against the Jags where they did control the game, and we saw a lot more Foreman, the lead on the ground, more carries. I think it is going to have the goal line role. I just think it's a mess in fantasy, and you may want to stay clear or sell high on one of these guys should they have a big week three, because we know Nick Chubb at some point is going to return. As you see there, Amari Cooper at plus 200. I think it's a breakout game for Amari Cooper. If you have Cooper, you're frustrated. Don't sell him. It's not the time to sell him. The positive here is that he has 17 targets. The negative is that he's only caught 5 of the 17. He has 27 yards, but this is an A-plus matchup against the Giants. It's like top 5 in our wide receiver cornerback matchup tool. He's got the Raiders, the Commanders, and the Eagles. The Commanders coughing up the most fantasy points to wide receivers. The Eagles, the second most points to fantasy wide receivers, so it could get better. There's no David Njoku this week. You hope that Watson can get a little bit better, but the volume is the big takeaway for me, and I like the over 44.5 receiving yards for Cooper. It's just too low of a number, given what he could do, and the volume is there. I'm seeing him drop. Like, let's be patient with Amari Cooper. I think you could start him this week and play him like over Quentin Johnson. Johnson's a big pickup. He's got the Steelers, potentially Porter Jr. Like, I'm sitting Quentin, and he deal a high ankle sprain with Herbert. You know, I'm just gonna roll Amari Cooper and be patient with Quentin Johnson. There's some tough cornerback matchups moving forward for him, but it looks like he is going to be part of the offense this season. But back to Chase at plus 120. You know, it's not fantastic odds, but he really shouldn't be plus money in this matchup against Washington. Jameson Williams at plus 190. I know I've had JMO, I think, in back-to-back weeks, but just want to continue rolling this out until the odds are no longer good. I thought about Sam Laporta over JMO, but his odds were actually shorter than Jameson Williams, and he has 5 red zone targets, as I mentioned, which is tied for the most in the NFL. Nico Collins at plus 130. There's no doubt he is the one. He is the clear guy. Tank Dell is not the guy. He's going to have boomer bust weeks. He's clearly behind both Collins and Stephon Diggs. Diggs has been the third down guy. He's been the short A-dot type guy. He's had some red zone targets, but Nico Collins among the leaders in targets and air yards. And it does seem like he's CJ Stroud's guy. The first read, he's the most explosive guy. He runs great routes, among the leaders in yards per route run last year. Love Nico Collins. Have him as a top 10 wide receiver. Guys that have really moved up this week: Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, of course, because of AJ Brown, Rashee Rice, top 10, top 12 rest of the season. You know, I really do believe that. Garrett Wilson, you know, I like him, but it looks like Rodgers is going to spread this thing around a little bit. So I would take a guy like Rashee Rice over Garrett Wilson rest of the season. These are some guys that have just moved up here. Brandon Ayuk, of course, with Deebo Samuel, Chris Godwin, a wide receiver one. Tyreek Hill's dropped down a little bit. Still would start Tyreek Hill. I think you could find other options if you are a Jalen Waddle owner, like T. Higgins. I'm playing over him. Ridley, DeMarcus Robinson, I would play over him. Worthy, JSN, Rashid Shaheed, JMO. Those are guys that I'm playing over Jalen Waddle, who really takes a big hit with Skylar Thompson there under center. Not getting carried away with Deontay Johnson. I do have respect for the Raiders pass rush, but Andy Dalton under center should help Deontay Johnson a little bit. Keenan Allen's ruled out. Jordan Addison's ruled out. So there's certainly some options there to play Deontay over some of those guys that maybe you were thinking about playing. But Deontay still has wide receiver 36. Like, I want to see more from Terry McLaurin, but I do have him ranked just a touch ahead. Brian Thomas Jr. just a touch ahead. T. Higgins, Ridley, and some of those guys. But Deontay's in the range of like Cortland Sutton, Ladd McConkey, Juwan Jennings this week. Maybe No Kittle too. Gabe Davis, George Pickens got to move up Got to get him up. George Pickens going to be in that adjusting on the fly here inside the top 30 for me. Like, I'd play him over Michael Pittman, for example, against Chicago. This doesn't seem like the strengths of Richardson relays to the strengths of Michael Pittman and high A-dot taking shots down the field. Back to these touchdowns. Rashid Shaheed at plus 200. I mentioned Avante Maddox allowing a league high 2.14 yards per route covered. Rashid's got two touchdowns in two games, and Carr and company 11.4 yards per attempt and a 77% completion rate. Not going to continue. Those are unsustainable numbers, but Clint Kubiak has his team playing. Some issues that I have with the Eagles secondary and their run defense. So I'm in on Shaheed at 2-1. You're just going to see Derek Carr take a shot down the field with him every game. It's just going to happen. They're not going to hook up all the time. He's going to take one or two shots though down the field. And the matchup is great. Chris Godwin had him last week at plus 275. I believe we're going back to him at plus 185. I think that Sertan is going to be on Mike Evans, which does leave Chris Godwin with the A plus matchup. He's been a beast in the slot, running out of the slot this year compared to last year. And, you know, we're seeing success, which we didn't see last year. And, you know, I think it's a big reason why we're seeing the success. He's back in the slot where he's had a lot of success. Just two touchdowns last year. He's already got two this year and some regression. We knew we had to have, right? He had the same amount of touchdown red zone targets as Mike Evans. And Evans had all those touchdowns. I get he's a big body. You can kind of throw it up to him. But we're seeing Godwin highly involved, and he's a wide receiver one this week, and I have him ranked ahead of Mike Evans this week. Amari Cooper, as I mentioned, at 2-1. Travis Kelce, right? Like, time to kind of get this guy going. I had Rashee Rice in here earlier. I was like, Rice versus Kelce, but I do think Kelsey's going to get involved more this week. I think KC will throw the ball more, given their running back situation. Like, Carson Steele, it's just a fullback, man. Like, I don't expect him to do a whole lot. Early down, maybe some red zone stuff, P. Ryan catching balls, no Hunt elevated this week. Don't expect Hunt really to be a big factor. I don't really believe in some of the beat reporters talking about how he looks like old Kareem Hunt. I just don't buy it. Sub 4 yards per carry each of the last two seasons, but he is familiar with the offense and he could play a role, and he probably will offer a little bit more than Steele. It's like an early down back. But Kelce at plus 137. And by the way, like, it's the worst two-game stretch of Kelce's career in terms of receiving yards. And Mahomes is not pushing the ball down the field. He's has the second lowest A-dot behind Daniels at just over five. But I'm in on Kelce. Brock Bowers at plus 290, I think, is pretty good odds for a guy that leads all tight ends and targets, catches, and yards. And got the good matchup there against Carolina, who's coughed up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers or to tight ends. What I'm seeing from Minshew is he's throwing to two guys, Devontae Adams, Brock Bowers. So play those guys with confidence. Isaiah Likely at plus 280. I still like Likely. A game against Dallas, you know, three red zone targets for him. He's got the couple touchdowns. We did see Mark Andrews, you know, get more run, more targets, run more routes and snaps. We said, don't worry about Andrews, but Likely will be a thing. If Andrews does have a big game, you can consider selling high if you are concerned, but there's a lot of tight ends dealing with injuries. I don't know if Ferguson's going to play. Ujoku is sidelined. There's just, like, Kittle may not play this week. There are just so many tight end issues at the moment to monitor. So maybe just hold on to him, right? Like, Mike Gesicki is questionable, but Higgins is playing. You know, I like Zach Ertz more. There's no Ingram this week. I think, you know, if you're an Ingram owner, maybe you have Brenton Strange on standby at six targets. He could be something for you this week. But yeah, Kittle could be out, Ingram likely out, and Njoku's not going to play. Taysom Hill limited, Ferguson limited, and some tight ends that are struggling. But I'm going to go with Likely there at plus 280 for the touchdown. We'll wrap up here with some picks against the spread, money line stuff, and some totals there for you. So we have the Saints at minus 2.5. I jumped on them late Monday night, not just because the Eagles lost, but I it's because of what I'm seeing with their defense. They're having issues, as I said, stopping the run. They're still giving up big plays in the secondary. The Saints are rolling right now at home. Crowd's going to be bumping. The Saints defense is playing good. The offensive line is playing good. So I actually thought Atlanta dominated the line of scrimmage against the Eagles last week, even though the Falcons couldn't get any pressure on Jalen Hurts. I did feel like they dominated the line of scrimmage. The Saints at minus 2.5. So I jumped on plus 104. It's now minus 145, minus 150. Don't really want to spend that juice, although I do feel like the Saints will win the football game, but around minus 110 for the Saints at minus 2.5. So that's why I put them there. But I am more confident in them winning on the money line than I am with Houston, KC, and Arizona, as you see. The Texans at minus 130 against Minnesota. The Vikings, nice story. Good defense, you know, switching it up, a lot of disguise. against Purdy, who kind of made him look pretty silly last week. But I like this Texans defense as well a lot more than Houston or than Minnesota's. And I'm going to go with CJ Stroud, although Sam Darnold's look pretty good there. Minus 130 on the money line for Houston on the road. KC, don't want to come in here with like massive, like minus 250, 300. So KC at minus 160. I can drink a little bit of that juice. I do expect them to beat Atlanta. You can take a minus three if you want to. Spend a little bit more juice, -2.5. Instead, you'd get a better number there. But win on the money line, we could see Falcons kind of play like last week, 1-point game. By the way, the model got that correct, 22-21 final score, the NFL betting model. And the biggest edge we have is the Saints, -2.5. We actually have them as like a 10-point victory. I think it'll be a little closer than that. But our model says blowout. I'm on Arizona as the dog here at home. You know, listen, I'm liking what I see from Kyler. I got Marv involved last week, McBride, James Conner's run the football pretty good. Not really loving what I'm seeing from Tampa or from Detroit, rather. Thought week one, you know, it was ugly. It was a win, but it wasn't like the cleanest win. And then last week, you know, Goff just can't be chucking the football 55 plus times. I got to get back to leaning on the ground game. I still think that the secondary is a work in progress. Right, I just talked about the most yards allowed to wide receivers, so they couldn't handle Godwin, and of course Kupp had the big week one. So I'm in on Arizona +128. I think that the Cardinals can hang. I'm going to take them by +3 in my own pool. Wanted to come at you guys with the dog, and that's where I'm at. I think the Jags will hang as well, +5.5. There's no real reasons to back this up because Trevor Lawrence hasn't looked good, but I think that's a lot of points, even on the road in Buffalo, a tough environment. I think that you may get some, you know, late touchdown stuff. I didn't want to roll with Denver. You know, the model really likes Tampa Bay. I didn't want to roll with Denver as like a dog on the spread at 6.5. I feel like if I'm looking at the spreads and, you know, I'm looking for a potential dog to just to cover, like Chicago and Indy, kind of a coin flip. I got the Browns there 6.5 based on their defense. And, you know, I don't expect a whole lot from Daniel Jones. Neighbors, you roll him out, but it could be a tough go for him. Green Bay and Tennessee, does sound like Jordan Love could suit up for this game. I'm starting to see a little bit of movement from +3 to -2. Or from +3 to 2.5. I can get by the Packers as well at +2.5, +3, especially if Jordan Love is under center at +125. As a dog there. I do lean Pittsburgh over LA. Again, just looking at some of these spreads, I don't know about the Raiders -6.5 against Carolina. I feel like it, but I don't want to like really in my own pool, I will pick the Raiders, but I want to try to give you guys some winners. And there is a chance you could get a backdoor cover. The defense actually played okay in Carolina, and you do have Dalton. So, you know, Tampa against rookie Bo Nix at -6.5, or you know, I don't want to get involved with San Fran right now. The Rams may surprise you, especially if there's no Kittle. Coin flip game between Dallas and Baltimore. The Bengals, am I taking them at -7.5? I don't know, man. Like, they're 0-2. They should be able to handle Washington getting T. Higgins back. But that is a big number there for a team that is 0-2 and has struggled in September games dating back to the last few years. So I am going to go with Jacksonville here at +5.5. Actually, you know what? I'm looking. I'm seeing some money come in. There's some 4.5s out there. I do see a couple more 5.5s using the parlay calculator over at BetMGM at -110. So I do think that they'll be able to hang in that game against the Bills. So the under at 46.5, we do have this as a big edge, but I think, you know, the both defenses playing pretty good here. Cam Akers is a guy that, you know, I view as a top 24 running back when it sounds like Mixon and Damian Pierce are going to be out in this game, but I still like Houston to win the football game, but maybe both defenses playing well and get under the 46.5 there. Again, Carolina, Las Vegas, I don't expect a lot of points from Carolina, so the under 40 there. And Raiders, maybe they have success running the football against Carolina, slow the pace down a little bit. And I am leaning with the over 49.5 against the model. The model does like an under in this game, but I think the Saints are going to continue to be a juggernaut on offense, and the Eagles can do some things, right? They can score a couple touchdowns, maybe you get to 14, 17 points. I think both teams can get 20 plus. Maybe we see like a 28 or 27, 24 type game, which just get us right there to the number. That's how I view that matchup anyways. If you are looking for a parlay, just a straight money line parlay here this week, I'm in on the Saints. You know, you could take the Saints, you can take the Texans, you could put one unit on that. That's +200 for that game. If you wanted to add in Tampa Bay, I do think the Raiders are going to win the game. We can stay away from that one if you want. Seattle, pretty good bet there against Miami. I'll roll with the Bills, and I don't want to confuse people. I do think the Bills win the game, but you go Buffalo, Tampa, New Orleans, and Houston. That pays plus 469 over at DraftKings. So that is where I am at for week three. Again, rolling through some of my picks here. We were on the Jets and the spread. We did have the under correctly called yesterday. I need a little bit more from Ramondre and Conklin to get all those props. We did get Braylon Allen receiving yards, but Mike Williams as well. But really wanted to have a better performance there for you guys. I'm going to lead with Pittsburgh at home. Defense playing really well. True test on how good this Chargers team is to go into Pittsburgh and the Herbert with the high ankle sprain. And Dobbins, I get you may want to play him, but I have him ranked a little lower than consensus given the tough matchup there. I like Houston, as I mentioned. I am going to lean with Indy at home. Just no Keenan Allen and, you know, not seeing a whole lot of greatness from Caleb Williams. I know it's early, but you know, 50% completion rate, roughly sack more than anybody. I know Richardson's had some moments on the other side as well, but Taylor running the football, the Colts at home and Swift getting, you know, just hit behind the line of scrimmage every time he really touches the ball. I mentioned the Saints. I like the Saints. I like the Browns there on the spread. I think we're going to see Love. So I'm in on Green Bay, Will Levis. My goodness, if he does that again, Callahan may just walk off the field. I got Tampa there at 6.5. I'm going with Seattle for not a big number, but I am going to go with Seattle there. Charbonnet has a top 12 back. He hasn't been super efficient, but Miami hasn't been good against running backs so far this season. And you can't ignore 19 touches and five catches there. And he does have touchdowns in each of the first two games. So it's kind of saved his day. But I do like Charbonnet as at least a top 15, top 16 running back. Going to lean with the Raiders, as I mentioned. It's a big number for the Niners, but I am going to lean with them just given all the issues with LA there. I like Baltimore on the road. I just don't view them going 0-3. And the Cowboys, I think, are just completely over. Rated. Gonna lean with Arizona on the money line. I think this is my dog of the week. You can get a 3 for Kansas City. I do like Buffalo to win the game, but the Jags to cover. And I will lean with Cincy just getting T. Higgins back, maybe some desperation. I mean, the secondary has just been so bad in Washington. Any questions? Any starter sit stuff? We have a couple starter sit videos on our YouTube page highlighting my favorite plays and plays I don't love as much. Of course, my rankings are over at ftmfantasy.com. Projections are over there as well. Discord channel, if you want to be part of the family, you can sign up over at ftmfantasy.com. The betting package, you get all my picks and everybody's picks across all sports. You get the betting models as well. College football has been off the charts. The NFL betting model has been off the charts as well. Both of those models producing winners, which is really nice to see. But the NHL is around the corner. I have a free article over at ftmfantasy.com rolling through all the teams, ads, and departures and fantasy targets and some props and bets that I like over at ftmfantasy.com. So tis the season. Once October hits, it's all happening, right? College football, college basketball, NHL, MLB postseason. How about Shohei Ohtani last night? What else? I mean, you got the big four, and then you have the college sports there as well. So all picks from everybody over at FTM Fantasy. Any questions, hit me up about the packages or about starter sit stuff at Chris Meany. Enjoy week three. Hopefully the winners are your guys's, and hopefully you get a W in your fantasy football season. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good one. Cheers.